Matt Greenwood on Regional Radio. This is a Dream Team interview with Chase Stegall, wrestler for Northwest, junior for the Lions, and a 46-2 record this past season. Second at state, lost to Devin Winston of Park Hill, a guy that's going to be pretty big news at the collegiate level in wrestling. And Chase, you gave him a good match, and you had a really good season, and you're a Dream Team selection. Kind of run us through what was going through your mind when you found out.
Joining the Dream Team is awesome. I've wrestled with all those guys that's on the Dream Team with me, so that's good news that I got the chance to be on the team. It's awesome. It's a good award, and makes me know that the hard work paid off, so I appreciate it.
All right, Chase. So, yeah, when it comes to your career, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like walking up the stairs a little bit. You kind of take you start at the bottom, and then you take a few steps up, and for you, that first step for you as a freshman was taking third place in the 170. And then, well, you decided to go up against some bigger competition in the 182 as a sophomore, and you took fourth. And then you said, all right, I'm getting closer to the top of the stairs. And you know, the top of the stairs in this analogy is that state championship. And you were within just a couple of steps of that in the 195-pound weight class. You finished second, as I mentioned. But as you've progressed throughout your career, Chase, from your freshman year to your junior year, what have you learned about Chase Stegall that you didn't quite know about yourself beforehand?
I think it just took a lot of, like, taking all the moments in, like, going against these good guys, top competition, like having Devin Winston in my brackets the past 2 years. It really taught me that doing the extra work is what it's going to take to get to the top. So that really got me to the next level, I think. And I think I'm just going to have to keep doing that and climbing the ladder, like you said.
And I know that you might have a chance to go up a weight class if that's your choosing. At this stage, do you know if you're going to stick with the 195 or you're going to try in the 200s?
I've been lifting pretty hard, so we'll see what happens. I think I'll probably stay at 195, though, as of now, but we'll see.
All right, very well. You know, you really did represent the Northwest Lions extremely well this season. As I mentioned, 46 wins, 2 losses, second place finish at state. Your brother Tyler left his mark on the Northwest wrestling program as well. Is that where your mindset is at this stage as a junior with being able to finish second at state? Is you want to make your own mark, you want to make your own name for yourself and sort of leave a little bit of a legacy behind at Northwest?
Oh, for sure. I definitely want to bring the winning attitude to Northwest and expect to win. I think Tyler really helped me out with that and taught me a lot that every match I should go in expecting that I'm going to win, and I want to leave that on the incoming freshmen and the underclassmen as well, just like he did. So,
yeah, it would be pretty cool to leave your mark on something, especially a Northwest wrestling program that is a storied program and has had some really good wrestlers in their history. And helping you along the way, obviously, your head coach, Ron Wilhelm, but there's others involved, Chase. And, you know, during Dream Team, we like to ask the athletes to kind of give us an idea as to some of the people other than their head coach that have helped them through the process of, you know, getting stronger mentally, physically, you know, every which way you can on the wrestling mat. So who are they for you other than your head coach?
Yes, sir. Coach Egan, first of all, he was on my hip all practice, every practice. Just tell me to get that extra shot, go the extra mile, and work as hard as I can. My off-season coaches, Doug Mitchell, RJ McGravy, and Bill Mitchell, and, of course, my family and my teammates. So just help me along the way, and I appreciate it.
I want to get back to this season and the state tournament. It's something that you weren't necessarily unfamiliar with because, as I mentioned, you finish third as a freshman and then fourth as a sophomore. And so it gets to a point where, you know, you really do want that first place finish. And just sort of give us an idea as to, you know, what Chase Stegall feels like he needs to do in order to make sure that first place is what he gets next year.
Yes, sir. I think taking second definitely isn't what I wanted, but everything happens for a reason. And, it made my mindset just know that I have to get that. Just the fact that I have to get better at wrestling, and that to get on the next level, that I have to just keep wrestling and improving my skills. So that's my mindset going into the off season and preseason. So
Okay, very well. Let's see. I feel like when it comes to wrestlers that really take things seriously, the off season means traveling to different wrestling tournaments. So as you have the spring semester that you have to wrap up for your junior year at Northwest, what's the summer, what's the fall looking like for Chase Steagle?
I'm getting done with physical therapy because we had a little ankle injury or whatever. I don't have any tournaments lined up as of now, but I should be back on the mats within the next week or so. So I think we'll get that figured out once I get back.
All right, very cool. Well, best of luck there. And, hey, man, congratulations again on making Dream Team. If you have any final thoughts that you want to share with our listeners, you have the floor, man.
I just want to thank my family, friends, and teammates that helped me along the way. I appreciate it.
All right, awesome deal. Chase Steagle of the Northwest Lions, second place at state this year, 46-2 season record, and a Dream Team member. Once again, our congratulations to Chase Steagle of Northwest Wrestling.